At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we're about to do something unforgettable. Because, ladies and gentlemen, come Friday night, a game that Lima has historically not cared about, because it's usually come on the same weekend as the feast. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a moment to remember. You, me, thousands of others, 7 p.m., your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, and Shedeur Sanders gets the start against the Carolina Panthers.
All in.
What a great day for everybody out there.
In fact, had to tell my wife, I'm making preparations now. I'm trying to round up people.
This is
trying
great.
To figure out how I'm going to take it all in.
Oh, and I don't mean to tell you how to do your job.
It's not an official game.
I got to hear the music.
This
I'm sorry.
I got to
hear it. He's starting on Friday.
If you go, it's going to be great. You got to have a little more fervor to
I'm excited.
That.
I'm just trying not to. I got 4 hours. I'm trying not to blow my voice out here.
The same guy that told me this.
I know.
Make it forgettable.
I know. I understand that. And I,
we're
you know
not
what?
Even 24 hours
for
later.
The entire season,
make
I
it forgettable.
For the entire season, I don't back down from that statement. But you know what? I'm going to take my little victories, and this is a little victory, a little thing to get excited about. So life is about little things to get excited about. There's people out there that, you know, things don't go that well in their life. So you know what? If they're going to have a cigarette, if the cigarette helps them enjoy their life, then fine. They're going to have that smoke. You know what? If a person wants an ice cream cone, you know, you could sit there and try to talk bad about them on social media and say, you shouldn't be eating that ice cream cone. You guys should only be eating eggs and meat, and that's all you should be. You know what? That guy's going to enjoy that ice cream cone. And my season ain't going to go that well. You know what?
We're going to enjoy the preseason.
I still get to enjoy a preseason start from one.
Remember,
Shedeur Sanders.
Remember, Owen, you are talking to somebody who pioneered the 4-0 preseason matters.
And it does matter on Friday, baby.
So,
it does matter on Friday.
Who in this city, hell, who in this country has taken preseason more seriously than Ken Carmen?
Ain't nobody in this country taking preseason more seriously than me.
He's going to be authentically getting pumped up for this.
It's me and Patrick Mahomes.
The football team for the morale of the fan base.
Turn it up this time.
I'm scouting you to win.
Turn it up.
Yes, 4-0 matters. You got to teach them to win. You got to teach them to get that feeling. Where hopefully, yes, we will become a team where this becomes old hat.
Yeah.
And they went what that year?
To compete.
0-16.
Oh, they won no games in a regular season.
I will guarantee they won't go 0-16 this year. Guarantee it.
You issuing a challenge? Throwing down the gauntlet?
I'm just saying they won't go 0-16. They will not finish the season 0-16.
Might they start the season at 0-16?
They could, and then the following week become 0-17, but they will not go 0-16.
Shador starting on Friday. I was surprised. I really thought they were going to start Tyler Huntley.
Oh,
I swear
imagine?
To God, I thought they were going to start Tyler Huntley. And I know that Jonathan was fit to be tied by it if Tyler Huntley were to start, which, you know what, I totally see. I know we love to rip each other all the time, but I totally see where Jonathan – our shows, I totally see where Jonathan's coming from. I don't know if it would have been as disrespectful as Jonathan would have said, but I think it would have been like, man, geez, like, then why would you even draft him? Because in all honesty, it's the first preseason game of three. You don't really remember preseason games in so many ways. I'm having fun with it right now, but like it's like, man, if you weren't going to start him in the preseason game, like it did toy with the notion. Before they announced this yesterday, I think I got home and I opened up the door to the truck to get out of the truck and I was walking back in. I go, do I have to ask Lima, like if he don't start on Friday and Tyler Huntley starts, like depending on how long Tyler Huntley were to go, do I have to toy with the notion that he might actually be on the bubble? Do I have to go back on this and reevaluate and think, could he be on a bubble here with this franchise? Like, because I've been saying, I mean, ever since the jersey started flying off the shelves and things like that, I go, man, it's from a business standpoint, you guys roll your eyes and say it should only be about football. You know damn well there's also business there. And you got jerseys flying off the shelves. It's like, man, in a season where you don't think that they're going to do much, keeping him on the roster keeps people going. That is not the right type of mentality to have, but it's definitely a mentality that professional sports teams would have. And I'm thinking, man, if he can't even play against Carolina game one of the preseason, then maybe I got to reevaluate where exactly he is with this franchise.
Well, especially if we're hearing that he's like miles behind.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that it's close and it's a 50-50 battle. Like, when Albert Breer started talking about it, and then more, so clearly the Browns were telling people. The Browns were telling people because the Browns were probably not loving the fact that they were getting accused of sabotaging Sanders. So they start leaking out on their own, right? Who else would it have come from? It would have come from the Browns that, oh, you guys don't understand. Like, he's not getting the basics. The throws you're seeing, he's able to do all that stuff. But we need a quarterback that's able to get guys lined up, able to make sure that he can conduct a huddle, yeah. Which those are the things me and you take for granted. Well, can't everybody do that? Can every quarterback?
But at the same time, when we say like leaks and things like that, there's always assistants and things who text and they're asked constantly. And finally they go, listen, he's here, and we're trying to do this with him. And that's why he's behind. But still going to this preseason game.
Well, what better
game
way to get up to speed? Get thrown into the fire. Let's go.
That sounds like they're doing it irresponsibly. Because I'm thinking, all right, the reason he gets a start is because of the injuries. So what? I don't want anybody to get hurt, and yeah. I don't think Shador Sanders wants anybody to get hurt. But so what? Secondly, his offensive line of Colorado was terrible for both those years. He ran for his life. I know he holds on to the ball very long. He'll probably hold on to the ball to an uncomfortable degree on Friday,
he's probably
I imagine.
Got some bad habits
it's
he's
hard,
gotta work
it's hard
his
to
way
break
through.
Some of those habits right off the rip. It's you got to work on it like crazy because we can say about habits all we want, but it really depends on what you're going to do in live games. So he has that opportunity that he can break that, but he'll still be better protected than what he was in college. And I think that they'll take care of him with the play calling.
So here's the question. Who is he going to be playing with, and who's he going to be going up against?
I think even with his second-team offensive line, he'd still be better protected than what he had at Colorado.
Well, the only reason I ask is because we know Canales said they were going to play starters, at least on offense. What were they going to do defensively?
I thought it was a handful of ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
On either side
of
the ball.
I don't know if the offensive line is going to protect him. If it's the Browns' number twos against Carolina's number ones, that doesn't seem like it would bode very well.
We will have to ask that question to Kevin Stefanski during his live press conference. Now, this is kind of floating in the 9 o'clock hour. There's reports of some inclement weather that could change some of this, so we are supposed to hear Kevin Stefanski at some point in the 9, but we will follow that as much as we can.
9:30 is the plan right now.
9:30 is the plan, but the plan could change. So make sure you're hearing as much as you can for when Kevin Stefanski says it, because we'll get to we'll have some sort of conversation. You'll probably say we haven't decided on that yet, but we'll get to some sort of conversation, him playing with the ones. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you plan on hearing Stefanski for the first time, since this announcement of
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doors, you know, was made.
Yes.
9:30, be there. It might change.
Be there, be square. Set your alarms. Get those push button notifications.
Get those push
button. With the free Odyssey app. So are you, I don't know how anybody can say that they're at least not curious. Some people are saying that they're not excited. I don't know how you can't be excited. You got to be at least curious.
To me, this is all encompassing. 100% of Browns fans have to be pumped about this. And here's why. There are factions, without a doubt. It's a four-way quarterback competition, allegedly. And I don't know. What do you think? What would you say the percentages of people that like Shador Sanders think he has a chance and the percentage of people that don't? What would you say that split is? I don't know.
People who don't like Shador Sanders say he has a chance of what?
That don't understand why we took him, that, hey, he'll be exposed. He fell all the way to the fifth round. We got other guys ahead of him. We've certainly talked to those people. I don't know what the percentage is. But either way, if you add it all up of the people that don't like him and hate him, and do like him, it's 100%. 100% of people should be pumped up because you're going to try to win an argument or you are going to be eviscerated in your argument, at least in the first half, on Friday night.
I'm going to split hairs, and this is going to be a little bit annoying. I'm not trying to pick a fight with you whatsoever. I do think there's a difference between curious and excited. I'm excited. All right? I'm excited. I would love to see him go out there. And this is where you do count completions and incompletions and everything. I'd love to see him go out there and go 8 for 8 in the first half or 8 for 9 in the first half with, 98 yards, maybe a touchdown, but maybe I'm asking too much of the offense in a preseason game. We'll see. I'd love to do that because I'd love to have the conversation about him. This year, to me, is as wide open as it gets. So I'd love to have that conversation about him. But I think there are plenty of people, and they get in my timeline every day, and then they get in the phones. I think there's plenty of people who do not like him, they're tired of the roller coaster at quarterbacks. I think this goes all the way back to Johnny with these folks. No matter what, it's not fair, but it's the truth. And I think that they're upset by this. They want this situation to go away. But you can't tell me you ain't gonna be there on Friday night at 7 o'clock. To see. You've been arguing with some of your buddies. I get if you have a group of five friends, somebody is a Shador lover. Somebody is a person who is excited about the possibility of Shador Sanders being a good quarterback for this football team. If you have a group of five friends, it's about to happen. So if you're one of the haters, or you're one of the people who go, this is just total Brownsian garbage. This is why the Browns have been bad for umpteen years, which is, by the way, can't say you're wrong yet. We'll find out more. Can't say you're not curious about this. You can't tell me you're not curious. Curiosity brings it in. So that to me, it's not something to argue with you about. It's like, what the hell? It's that we're splitting hairs here.
Oh, and I think there's some people rooting for him to fail in a big way. I think he's a polarizing player.
Let me see something.
Not a person.
Here.
He's not a polarizing person.
I mean,
I think everybody has been enamored with his conduct and how team oriented he's been and doing all the little things and saying all the right things. But as far as, like, is he the future quarterback of the Browns? I think there are guys rooting for him to fail.
Friday night matchups, what are the games are you watching? I mean, you got Detroit at Atlanta, you got Washington at New England, you got Cleveland at Carolina. You're watching that game. You're watching Cleveland at Carolina, which is apparently NFL Network as well.
Yes.
You're watching Cleveland, Carolina.
Course. And listen, people have to be a little careful because I've seen people that keep throwing in my face, like, look at this guy talked about Shador. This guy talked about Shador. I'm like, yeah, but do they really believe in Shador, or are they talking about him because they're getting like the Tebow bump? Anytime a national show talks Shador, it goes viral. Well, that was Tebow. Do they really think he's good? Do they really think he's got a shot to be a good NFL player? When I'm listening to these guys, I'm not really sensing that they know either way.
I love that you brought this up because me, the difference has always been like Tim Tebow, no matter what anybody wants to say, is a good guy. All right? Nice person, good person. Tries to be. You can agree, disagree on any one of those principles, whatever it is. He tries to be nice to everybody. I just didn't think he was a great pro quarterback. I didn't think he had the possibility of really being a great pro quarterback.
Yeah, I asked you if you thought Shador could be better as a pro.
I think Shador can be better as a pro.
And so
Tebow
was a first round pick, and obviously we know Shador slipped all the way to the fifth. So the odds the odds are stacked against Shador overall. But this is the start. This is why it's fun. This is why it's must tune in. This is why we're gonna have the call here on 92.3 The Fan. We're the home of the Browns. Like if you're stuck at work or doing whatever, like obviously these people from around the country are going to be dialed into this game because they all have an opinion. Say what you want about Shador, and just like Tim Tebow, everybody had an opinion on Tim Tebow and whether or not he'd work out as an NFL quarterback. This is why Friday is going to be so much fun, because everybody is going to, a lot of people are going to set their opinions in stone, right? They're going to write it in Sharpie. However he does in this game, it's going to be silly to do that, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, I mean, I got right in front of me, and you knew this would happen. So all the Colorado Buffalo fans who were really Shador fans, a lot of them,
yeah, of course,
they have been all in on every day of camp. They have been tweeting, publishing every number, every stat available from preseason camp. They have been noting when guys like Albert Breer say, just want to let you guys know, Shador is way behind Dylan Gabriel. And they have been throwing that in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I've got a tweet in front of me from a broadcaster and commentator out of Colorado, out of Boulder. And he is incensed that Shador, without first team reps, is starting. He thinks the Browns are putting him in total position to fail. I got eight paragraphs here. From the guy.
Did he do eight? What?
Real Matt Smith with one T.
Is this an article or an email?
No, he's got the blue check mark. He can tweet as many words as he wants. He says, handling it this way is textbook case of how not to put your players in position to succeed. He is incensed about how this is handled. So he's a Shador guy who's mad that Shador is starting all of a sudden for the Browns. So all that is to say, I'm not going to waste your time with the eight paragraphs. All that is to say is, yes, everybody's going to be dialed in and everyone's going to have an opinion on Friday. This is awesome.
Hasn't he done pretty decently with the second team and third team?
Shador?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seems like it.
So if he's with the first team, shouldn't he do a little bit better?
I think he's saying, you know, practice to a preseason game is going to be a big jump, and he's worried. I'm telling you, a guy like this is worried that Shador's not going to look good.
Why would you write that?
Okay. If you thought Shador was that special.
Then this person really doesn't believe in him.
But that's what I mean.
Send it to whoever this guy. No offense to this guy. I don't know who you are. I just disagree with you.
Well, I think a lot of people talked a big game about how the Browns are mishandling Shador, and Shador needs the opportunities, and now he's got the opportunity. They're like, oh, man, well, I didn't want it like this.
If you are that afraid he's going to fail in the first preseason game on a Friday, you were never that in to begin with. You were embellishing a little bit too much for likes and retweets.
I think there's been a lot of that going on as well.
I got to leave it there. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we go around the AFC North. Going to be a lot of fun during that one. And 2 second trivia, your chance to win free Mr. Hero. All right, you excited for this start or are you worried for this start?
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.